Waiting for the unknown. An empty room, a computer workstation. Evening. Glispugin, sitting in front of the computer, is trying to type. He places both hands above the keyboard. He gives up, exhausted, and his hands drop into his lap. After resting for a time, he raises his hands again, only to drop them as before. Enter Vladdurkamir.
Oh, nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come round to that opinion. All my life I've tried to ignore the obvious, saying, Vladdurkamir, be reasonable. You haven't tried everything. And I resume the struggle. So, there you are again. Here we are again.
Am I? Are we?
Can't you tell?
No, not really. I've been so tired lately.
No sleep?
None. I work 40 hours a week staring at a computer screen. Then come here to stare some more. I try to sleep, but until it ends...
Until what ends?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know.
You knew yesterday.
Was I here yesterday?
Of course you were. Don't you remember?
Not exactly.
What's wrong with you? No wonder it never ends.
What? What never ends?
I give up. Truly, there is nothing to be done. We're doomed.
I'm sorry. Please don't be angry. I admit I've been suffering from blackouts lately.
Bookers?
Yes.
Marijuana?
Yes.
Worshams?
Yes.
Cough syrup? Champagne? Ecstasy? Honkers?
Vladdurkamir does not speak.
Dear!
I...
Dear!
Well, I... Yes, that sounds right.
What sounds right?
Your list. I don't think there's anything left to add. Oh, extra strength Tylenol towards the end of the evening.
What? Are you saying you consumed them all at once?
Well, no, I mean, I might have lost some of the shrooms with honkers, but otherwise, you know, one thing led to another and...
Pointedly, Glispugin stares at Vladdurkamir and does not speak.
I'm sorry.
Glispugin continues staring, obviously angry and disappointed.
Please, Gwiwi, don't be like that. I'll do better, I promise. Just tell me what has to be done.
Why? So you can forget everything again.
Forget what? Tell me, Gwiwi, please. What is this it that needs to end?
After an extremely long pause, during which half the audience leaves the theater...
The unknown. It is the unknown.
Don't tease me, Gwiwi. I've already admitted I don't know.
The unknown, you moron. Our hypertext for the millennium. Has your brain completely evaporated?
Oh... Right.
Another extremely long pause, during which the rest of the audience exits, then timidly.
Are we still working on that?
Yes, though that presumes you ever worked on it in the first place. Slacker.
I heard that.
Deny it if you can. Slacker.
Prolix boy.
Poet.
Formalist.
Corpse.
Webmaster.
Ooh.
He slumps, vanquished.
Gwiwi? Gwiwi? I'm sorry, that was probably a bit harsh.
Probably.
Definitely. Forgive me?
Maybe.
Please?
Oh, all right.
Pause. Peers into the now empty auditorium.
It appears we are alone. You wouldn't happen to have any pot left from your bacchanalian and excesses.
I think so. Let me check.
Vladdurkamir begins searching his pockets. From seemingly limitless depths, he removes several empty liquor bottles and beer cans, candy wrappers, bongs, notebooks, pens and pencils, roach clips, lighters, newsbooks of poetry, floppy disk pipes, rolling papers, printer cartridges, TV remotes, cats, which run squalling into the night, light bulbs, keys, crumpled dollar bills, loose change, playing cards, a bowler hat, and finally about 3 dozen film canisters. Vladdurkamir begins opening the canisters one by one.
Aha!
Having found what he was looking for, Vladdurkamir loads a bowl and hands it to Glispugin.
Here you go.
Thank you.
He rummages through Vladimir's pile, finds a lighter, and is about to smoke when he is startled by a loud shout. Assignments!
Oh no, not again.
Assignments!
What was that?
Don't tell me you've forgotten this too. Though, on the other hand, I can see why you might want to. I'd repress such memories, if I could.
What? What's going on?
Patience, my lapsed synapsed friend, you'll see.
Enter Scotso, bellowing.
Assignments!
Scotso carries a laptop in one hand, and with his other hand he holds a taut rope that is tied to something offstage.
Greetings, fellow travelers. Through the unknown, it is I, your benevolent friend and collaborator, Hub and Circumference, Foundation, Stone and Roof Tile, Webmaster and Web Equal, Alpha Male and Omega Point, a hunk of burning funk, with extra horsepower in my trunk, hypertext and oversexed, underappreciated, underfunded, and under the influence. Pioneer, fictioneer, here, there, everywhere. Expansive, expensive, impressive, aggressive. Nimble, humble, known to grumble, sometimes stumble, always upright, never uptight. Beer drinker, cig smoker, big thinker, weed toker, coffee swigger, hair trigger, rip rapping, zip zapping, lip flapping, toe tapping, prone to be stoned, zoned on a bone, feverish as a dervish, devilish as a wish, seer of visions, typer of fissions, a tight ball of fusion, wrapped in seclusion, owner of maestro, patron of bistros, guide to riders, snide to blighters, lover of Brown and Coover's Town, champion of electronic lit, defender of the chronic hit, born naked, living sacred, ascendant, transplendent, freeing blind minds from painful confines with timely, rhymely, gainful assignments, to which I, Scotso, will add any needed refinements.
Sees Guelescabon with the bowl and lighter in hand.
For me! But of course.
Grabs bowl and lighter from Guelescabon, sucks down the entire thing in one lung-busting hit, then tosses the empty bowl and lighter aside.
You're welcome.
Ah, bosom buddy, Guildenstern. So good to see you again.
Guelescabon.
To share a soulful bowl with your winsome, skinsome self. To breathe deep the restorative herbal combustibles. Ah. What did you say?
Guelescabon.
Right. Whatever. So, how goes it, noble Gilden, Quilpen, Guelescargo?
Guelescabon. And it's not.
What's not?
Oh my god, not you too.
Now, no blasphemy, there's only one god, though I realize there's a definite resemblance. I shouldn't be placed in his category just yet.
Oh, good lord, can no one rid me of this idiocy?
I heard that, and now I am forced to scold you. You should be ashamed. Commenting on a deity's sex life like that, tisk, on the other hand. What a marvelous spontaneous rhyme. Rid me, idiocy, I love it! I used to be a poet, you know, but gave it up for fiction. But occasionally I return to the genre and allow it to bask in my reflected glory. I must save that rhyme, hold that pose, while I turn on my laptop.
Scotso begins fiddling with his computer, though clearly he is having some difficulties. Vlad Dirkemir edges closer to Guelescabon.
He seems vaguely familiar. Is he part of the Unknown Project?
Oh, he used to be. Lately, though, he's been spending most of his time asking wealthy people to give him money for things that don't exist yet.
What kind of things?
I'd rather not get into it.
Gwiwi, have you noticed the rope?
Soon after Scotso's entrance, the rope's angle relative to the stage has been changing, as though whatever it is attached to had begun climbing up to an unseen catwalk above the stage and then began moving towards the center. By the time Scotso drops his end to work with his computer, the rope hangs perfectly perpendicular to him.
That's Scotso's dog rider, frankly.
Oh, I love dogs. I didn't know they could be taught to write.
Not a dog, you Nimrod. He writes about dogs.
Oh. Why's he on a leash, then?
I'm not sure exactly, but there have been rumors of a Krass-Müller connection.
A what?
Forget it.
Have you ever seen him?
Krass-Müller?
No, Frankie.
It's been a long time. Occasionally I wonder if I shall ever see him again.
So you'd like to?
Yes, for one thing, he's a real babe magnet.
Women like dogs, particularly the small, cute ones, and puppies.
Gillis Pugin starts to reply, thinks better of it. Instead, he retrieves the bowl and lighter, finds the proper canister, loads the bowl, and is about to smoke when Scatso closes his laptop, sees what Gillis Pugin is about to do, and...
Ah, the refreshing rigors of writing! The exuberant exhilaration of ex nihilo extraction. For me?
Bus grabs the bowl and lighter from Gulescogon, fills his lungs, and again tosses the lighter and empty bowl aside.
So, Killjoy boy, what do you think of your new assignments?
I don't know, because...
Because they're for the unknown? Get it? Don't know. Unknown. You know, sometimes I don't really understand why I'm not extremely rich. Ah, well. In any case, as you were saying, woe be gone.
As I was saying, I don't know what to think about the new assignments because I haven't seen them yet. You haven't given them to me, which makes it rather difficult to have an opinion.
Whoa there, Quohogan Wangdaland. You're saying you haven't seen the new assignments?
Exactly.
Well, why didn't you just say so?
Searches for and finds the rope, which he yanks violently while yelling,
Frankie, where are those assignments? Cough them up, you flea bag.
After a brief pause, several sheets of paper flutter down from above.
There you go, Gilda Lily Bonbon. Wish I could stay and chew the fat, hit the mat, quaff a brew, and stir the stew, but I'm way behind schedule and I have people to meet, email, answer, schmoozing, boozing, bruising, cruising, etc., 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 and other complicated things you simply could not possibly understand. So get to work, and I'll see you again sometime.
Exit Scotso, rope in hand, a long, long silence, during which the author of this section falls asleep.
Well... That was... interesting.
May you live in interesting times.
Should we look at the new assignments?
Be my guest.
Now?
When else?
Tomorrow?
If you wish.
Tomorrow, then. Tomorrow it will end.
If you say so.
Shall we smoke?
Sure. There should be something left.
I'll check.
Thank you.
Neither move. Curtain.